Dr. L.C. Dorsey of Mississippi and Glenn Rainey of Georgia.
Everybody had to be home by sundown. That was when the Ku Klux Klan went around. That was when Hanks was out. So everybody had to be in the house by sundown. Hanks. Hanks. Ghost.
Oh, Hanks.
Spirits.
Okay.
Well, you couldn't be out.
In a small town in Atlanta, you had people who believed in racial segregation, who believed the black man had to stay in his place and say, yes, a boss, but who liked to take this old Southern aristocracy attitude. We take care of our black people, and they know their place, and we love them, and we take care of them. And the blacks played that game, and the whites played that game. And they didn't want the Ku Klux coming in there. They had the thing under control. And there was a kind of gentility about the fascist system.
That system controlled the lives of many poor people in the South. Clinton Adams grew up in the 40s, the son of a white Georgia sharecropper.
The landlord would come over and he'd figure up how much you owed to this, how much you owed to that. And time he got through figuring up everything he owed, he just wasn't nothing left. And it was that way every year. And poor white people and black people was pretty much in the same boat.
But blacks faced the fear of violence as well as economic hardship. Chris Young of Mississippi and church chorus leader Nelson Short.
You knew where you stood. If you did anything out of the ordinary, you're going to get lynched. So nobody wanted to be lynched, so they didn't do it. And you didn't have no help. See, blacks didn't stick together to help one another. One white man go out there among 1,000 blacks and pick out one and hang him. The rest stand there looking. You know, scared.
Watch your close friend. Your enemies cannot harm you. Watch your close friend.